The State Department of Transportation is getting ready for the rollout of the optional Real ID program. Real ID is an enhanced driver's license. It is a federal mandate, so you would have to have it to board an airplane or enter a federal building. Without it, you would need to show a passport. The 2017 legislature made it opt-in. The DOT's Glenn Jackson says the department is now working on that technology, and it should be ready to go by next spring.
About January of this coming year, in 2018, we will start sending out notifications to individuals for renewal and notifying them of the availability of the Real ID.
Now, here's what you'll have to do to get a Real ID.
Come into a driver's license office. They'll have to provide a birth certificate, for example, or a U.S. passport, things like that, to verify that you are who you say you are. They'll have to provide a Social Security card, again, two pieces of information that verifies the actual physical address where you live.
Jackson says those documents will be scanned and you will get the originals back. Once the documents are validated, the Real ID will be issued.
On the upper right-hand corner of a Real ID compliant credential will be a gold star. And for a document that is not Real ID compliant, it will say the words "not for federal identification."
Jackson says after October 2020, Real ID or a passport will be required to board an airplane. He says for those whose driver's licenses are not up for renewal before that time, they will have to come to a driver's license office if they want a Real ID.
So we're going to have an extensive scheduling process. We'll have lots of availability for people to do this online, to schedule visits, so they can come in, get right into the queue just to get a duplicate that's a Real ID compliant credential so they can leave. It will not change the expiration date of the credential, but it will be Real ID compliant. So there will be a lot of people, I think, needing that. So we will be very busy in the latter half of 2018 and all of 2019 and 2020.
Jackson says starting this fall, DOT will begin an extensive informational campaign to bring everyone up to date on the rollout of Real ID. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.